Hopefully everyone remembers that when EPA proposed their proposed rule on waters of the United States, known as WOTUS, they also had an interpretive rule at the same time that they jointly offered between USDA and RCS, as well as EPA. They actually withdrew the interpretive rule, so we're very excited about that. Obviously, the defunding language that the House and the Senate passed in the omnibus or the cromnibus, the end-of-year spending bill, was very helpful in having the EPA and USDA make that decision to pull that back. So we do appreciate their efforts to pull that back, and now we're working on efforts to look for ways to pull back the actual proposed rule on WOTUS. Since the comment period is now closed, EPA is reviewing those comments, so we'll have a better idea here in the near future what those next steps look like. But there's a lot of members in Congress right now that are asking a lot of questions the administrator, Gina McCarthy, as well as kind of going through the conversations of what this means for the industry, not only agriculture, but all landowners, and then what they can do as Congress to maybe pull this back altogether.
And while that interpretive rule was withdrawn, Christina says WOTUS is still not over.
It's not over. I mean, a lot of these issues in Washington, especially on the regulatory side, they have several life years that they live. And so it's very important to make sure that producers are aware that, yes, we're still kind of in the battle. It's been a little bit quiet, but very soon the battle is going to continue to engage again. So we need producers to make sure that they're staying in the loop, that they're aware that the interpretive rule was pulled back, and that's great, and that was withdrawn altogether. But at the same time, we still have this proposed rule that could continue to move forward in a finalized state unless we get Congress or convince the EPA to start all over again.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.